Blog Talk Radio.
Something's wrong with your music, Ma.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Linus. Talk to me. And here it is, Sunday in March, and the weather looks like it's taking a change for the better. Sure, glad.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good outside. We've had a few days of sun and less rain, so I hope across the United States it's just as well. Also, at the top of the hour, I'd like to say prayers go out to the folks in Japan that suffered that horrendous earthquake last week. And please go to the reputable sites. You can also go through your local stations or through your local papers, communities, to get reputable sites to send donations to. So just be careful, because there are scammers out there, and it's been mentioned quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like Red Cross or United,
or you can go to any U.S.
or,
bank.
And then bank, mm-hmm. Yeah. So please do that. And if you can't donate, at least for sure, remember them in your prayers. Thank you. Okay, so tonight's show, we've got our co-host, Vernice.
Hello, everyone.
Our producer and switchboard operator, Chabonet.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
So we're going to, now what we're discussing tonight, the first part of the show, we're going to have entertainment news. Again, we apologize for last week, technical difficulties. As you, some of you may know, I had remodeling done, and they evidently cut or something one of my wires, so I had no internet. But everything is fine now, so praise God. Anyway, we're going to do entertainment news, as I stated, and last week, catch up this week. And also, last week, because I was supposed to do the show on homosexual, bisexual, and transgender, we will discuss that for part of the show. And toward the last half hour of the show, we will be talking about current news. As you know, there's Japan, there's Libya, a lot of stuff about Gaddafi, the Haitians. And, of course, y'all know AT&T acquired T-Mobile, so we'll definitely be discussing that. Okay, so we're going to start off with the entertainment news. Whitney Houston is in a desperate bid to save her only child from her mistakes. The past couple of weeks have been terrible for 18-year-old Bobby Christina. An old boyfriend leaked photos of Bobby Christina snorting cocaine to the tabloids.
Isn't that something?
And there were rumors of a sex tape as well.
Mm-hmm.
The sex tape has never made it public because she was under 18 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, Bobby Christina appeared out of control when photos appeared online showing her smoking and making out with girls.
Wow.
Can Whitney help save her daughter? With family intervention, Whitney says yes. Whitney knows her own problems with substance abuse, and she doesn't want her daughter to go through the same thing. I imagine not. Problems. Bobby Christina's dad, Bobby Brown, is in total denial about his daughter proclaiming she would never do drugs, even though she admitted it, Bobby.
Yes.
Hello.
Come on.
Yes.
Brown has been on the road promoting his new solo project, Masterpiece, and working on a new edition reunion, which would include an album and a tour, and money in his pocket. Hello. Okay, well, if y'all haven't heard, let me give you the 411 on Bill Cosby and Russell Simmons. Don't invite Bill Cosby and Russell Simmons to the same event.
What?
Yes.
In the past,
Simmons has taken issue with Cosby's stance against gangster rap,
mm-hmm.
parental responsibility, and disrespectful youth. Simmons feels Cosby has been too harsh. Cosby has criticized many of the entertainment ventures the rap mogul has some connection with, most famously taking it to the airwaves to criticize Simmons' Def Comedy Jam show. I don't know about y'all, but I loved it. It was hilarious to me.
Oh, it
I
was great when Martin Lawrence was hosting it. I
mm-hmm.
liked it. It was funny.
Mm-hmm. At the recent Jackie Robinson Foundation Awards, the two came face-to-face, and it didn't go well.
Uh-oh.
Cosby told the media mogul and best-selling author to get the F out of my face and bumped Simmons as he walked away. Even though he and Mr. Cosby have their differences, Simmons says he still loves him.
Well, I guess so.
Now,
but
Bill,
you know,
go ahead.
Bill, he's been very adamant for years against the hip hop industry.
Yeah.
You know, especially the ones that have so much profanity in it, which hip-hop songs don't have profanity in it,
mm-hmm.
you know, or downgrading women, always have to be about hustling, drug dealing of the black communities. I mean, he's got legitimate reasons to be upset,
mm-hmm.
but there's a way to go about it. And
right.
he's of class. He should know better.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, come on, Bill. You're an educated man. You're a Ph.D., come on.
Exactly.
You know, I expect better out of him. I'm not to say he doesn't have the right to get upset. Heck yeah, get upset. You don't agree with it, voice your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So be it. That is your prerogative. But yet and still, you're an educated man.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a way to deal with it. Even if it made you angry, that wasn't the correct way to respond.
No, it wasn't. He knows better.
That looked a little shaky, Bill. Looked a little shaky.
Mm.
Hope he ain't getting senile. Anyway, the new season of Celebrity Apprentice is off the hook, and Donald Trump is making sure no lawsuits come out of
yes.
it. Last week, actress Lisa Ryan, what's the child's name?
Lisa Ray?
Lisa
no,
Rains.
No. What's her name? Wait. Lisa something. Anyway, Lisa. She was fired, and she didn't take it well. Rena felt she was being attacked by Star Jones and Dionne Warwick. She accused the ladies of having attitudes and conspiring to get rid of her. After she was fired from the show, she took to her Twitter account mocking Jones and comparing her to Halloween monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
She didn't not only went on, didn't say nothing on TV, but she just did it behind her back in this sneaky way. When she had something to say, she said it in the beginning, and not wait till she got online and
got
tweeted,
fired.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
She also reportedly sent Jones nasty emails. Jones then contacted the NBC legal department.
Yep.
Who had to make Rena stop.
Uh-huh.
Singer Dionne Warwick is showing a different side of herself on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Dionne Warwick surprised a lot of people with her forceful demeanor.
Oh, come on.
A lot of her fans expressed outrage at her behavior.
Oh. Didn't see that, but
yeah, Dionne is no joke, and you don't want to mess with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she is going to have to be careful. She is known as a legendary entertainer, and her behavior on the show could cost her a longtime fans. Well, let me tell you, one thing that I noticed when they were having that pizza thing, Dionne was holding up the cash register. That line was going all the way outside.
My
and
God.
She was writing everything down as far as that. She was doing it right, but she was too slow.
Mm-hmm.
They needed somebody on that cash register to keep. And Star had said something. A couple other people had said something. You know, and Dionne gave them, like, look, I'm doing this. Don't worry about it. But the point is, yeah, but you're so slow that by the time the seventh person in line, his pizza's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Waiting on you, you know. And
well,
she
not only that. Well,
I
understand that, too. And I understand what you're saying in there also. But if that many people were there, they should have had more than one person on the cash register.
They didn't have the one register.
They only had one. Well, see,
yeah.
That's not Dionne's fault. She was put in a position where they was trying to make her speed up. She was doing as fast as she could. But if they really wanted those people to get their pieces out of their hot, they should have put up more than one cash register,
well,
period.
I don't think they anticipated the crowd that they got.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. So,
so,
I mean,
they would
that
have
put her
realize.
In a pickle. I mean,
yeah.
they if
but
they
still,
was a,
if there's a faster person, come on, step aside. We're making money
exactly.
here.
That's
exactly.
That's my next point. That
I'm
was my next
you.
Point. I was going to, if any one of them, instead of hollering about telling her to speed up, is anybody a little bit faster? Come to the table.
Well, that's what they tried to do. She didn't want to hear it.
Oh, is that what they did? Okay, okay.
They
she said, but I got
like,
this.
Let me help you
uh-huh.
kind of get the line going a little bit more. You know, uh-huh. they didn't say, you're slow, but let me help you. You know, she's like, I got this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got this. I'm like, oh, my God. Because she'd bring it up on the register, and then she'd write a slip-out for them
mm-hmm.
because it was going to charity.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, she need to be, like, at the end of the line, see her on your way out the door.
Well, they should have had, well, more than one person should have been there.
Yeah. Well, it was 8 women, or 10 women,
yeah.
however many.
Like you said, one cash register.
Yeah.
One cash register. Come on now.
In other Apprentice news, what's going to happen to Richard Hatch? The former Survivor winner is part of the Apprentice cast, and he is back in jail for failing to pay taxes. Will he be at the season finale? He sure is. They came in and picked up his happy ass.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, season 3 of Basketball Wives featured the ladies from season 2. Now, according to show creator Shawnee O'Neal, you know who that is, y'all. That's Shaq's wife.
Yeah.
All the ladies will be back. Evan Lozado, who has emerged as the breakout star, says she wants $20,000 an episode to appear.
So what is this for? What show?
Basketball Wives.
Oh, Basketball. I've never seen that show.
Ain't even got that big yet. people still on the Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Roll out this summer with Royce Reed, Jennifer Williams, and Tammy. Let's see. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Mann, what's her name? Something like that. Tammy Lohman, I think it is. Who is it?
Roman.
Tammy Roman in the cast, yeah. Will the ladies be able to get along? Is Evelyn's relationship with Chad Ochocinco real? Will Shawnee step up? The drama for next season. Shawnee, the ex-wife of Shaq O'Neal, wants to have the number one reality show, and sources say she will do whatever she can to make that happen.
Mm.
Also, y'all, comedian Sinbad is getting a reality show.
Yes, he is. It's already advertised.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My God. Sinbad's Family Affair debuts April 12th, y'all, on the WE Network. That's the WE Network. The show will follow Toni Braxton's reality show, Braxton's Family Values.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sinbad's show will show him rebuilding his career and dealing with his family. Yeah, okay. Boy, so many broke people out there, they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They just give them a reality show if it's only for one season so they can get a few grand.
Yeah,
because
there's no movies for them
mm-hmm.
to make.
That's true.
Well, what I have over here is there is an Usher sex tape involving his ex-wife, Tamika.
Yeah.
There's a video tape circulating reportedly showing Usher and his ex. In 2009, Usher had items stolen from his car, including jewelry, electronics, and laptop computers. Was a sex video featuring Usher and Tamika on the laptop?
Yeah,
I hope not.
Tamika says even though she and her ex still have relations, filming a sex tape is not her style. There has been no comment from Usher. I don't think there would be one. You know, yeah.
That phone number, y'all, is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Go ahead, Bernice.
What else, girl? Yeah, we got a little bit about Nia Long in here this time. Actress Nia Long is on the cover of the new issue of Jet Magazine. She's talking about being 40 and fabulous. Okay.
She looks good.
She does look good. I was really surprised to see her. She looks really good. Okay, we got Della Reese in the house. Della Reese is returning to TV in the ABC show Hallelujah from Desperate Wives creator Mark Cherry.
Mm.
Reese's last show was the CBS hit Touched by an Angel.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I like that show.
Mm-hmm. I never did watch that.
It's on now. They've got it on one of the other channels on now.
I think
52.
Hallmark is running it.
Yeah, Hallmark
mm-hmm.
channel. Shirley Strawberry, the co-host of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, is telling all in her new book, The Strawberry Letter, real talk, real advice, because bitterness is not sexy. That's the name of the title of the book, y'all. That's how long it is. You want me to read it again? Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. It says, The Strawberry Letter, real talk, real advice, because bitterness is not sexy. Okay, we got it? The book features the best of the Strawberry Letters along with their advice and what it's like working with Steve Harvey.
Okay.
Tyra Banks is dropping her last name. The host of America's Next Top Model just wanted to be known as Tyra. Tyra is embarking on some new business ventures and recently enrolled at Harvard to take some classes. Okay, she's going to broaden her horizons. Look for record executive L.A. Reid to join Simon Cowell's talent show, The X Factor. Reid will be one of four judges. Reid was recently the head of Def Jam Records, and years ago he started his career with Babyface in the group. The Deal.
Yeah.
Is that The Deal?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Wow. I hear Paula Abdul may be next in line to join Cowell. The X Factor debuts on Fox in the fall.
Wow.
Okay. I've seen that on Fox, too. I've seen a couple of previews of it.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't really tell if it's going to be good or not, but, yeah, they're already advertising it.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Go on, L.A. So we got Miami Heat star Dwayne Wade has won sole custody of his two sons, Zion and Zaire.
All
congratulations.
Right.
Wade went through a bitter divorce with his wife, Sylvain. A judge ruled in Wade's favor, citing the fact that his ex-wife spent 2 years alienating their children against him. See, that's a no-no, y'all. Y'all don't do that. You don't do that. Wade says he is happy for the outcome, but he hopes he and his ex can come together for the sake of their children. Wade is currently in a relationship with actress Gabrielle Union, and sources say that the two may announce wedding plans soon.
Mm. They've been together for a minute.
Yeah. Speaking of Gabrielle, she will be teaming up with comedian Kevin Hart for his Fox comedy Little in Common. The show is going to be a part of the fall lineup. Well,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all I have on that. So let's see what we got over here. Tiki needs money as the Tiki Barber needs money. What?
I thought it was green on the other side.
Wait a minute.
You left mama for the youngster.
Barber,
yeah,
35.
That jacket box is gone now.
Hey.
I'm on McDonald's meal. And my happy meal, my mo is a Tiki. Did I ask somebody?
Barber, 35, wants to come out of retirement. When he left the NFL, he was on top of the world. Then he left his pregnant wife, who was carrying twins, for a 23-year-old blonde intern.
Well.
That's what he gets. Barber turned his back on his family. The ensuing scandal damaged his relationship with NBC, who realized they didn't want a womanizer hosting the fourth hour of the Today Show. Sources say Barber is broke and can't pay child support or his divorce settlement. See? That's what he gets. That's what he gets. Season 12 of Dancing with the Stars kicks off March 21st, and this year's cast includes Wendy Williams, Sugar Ray Leonard, Lil Romeo, and Kirstie Alley, to name a few. Who's going to win? Go, Wendy. How you dancing, smile? Sources say Kirstie Alley, who is only on the show to lose weight, is already having problems with her partner, Max. She feels he is working her too hard. Kirstie has been complaining of swollen feet. Okay,
Kirstie.
Does she
realize how much weight that man got to deal with?
Kirstie do not want to work anymore, okay?
Yeah, she want to work.
She don't want, no, she don't want to work. That's only a minute.
I think she do because she need money.
She needs money.
I'm telling you, it's a lot of broke people.
But that is the wrong type of show, though. That's the wrong type of show.
No, she don't need to be.
She don't need to be on that show. I mean, I ain't trying to put girlfriend down or nothing, but
new restaurant or
she needs to go into something that's going to cause her to lose the weight or give her the money that she needs.
Ghost hunters,
yes,
something like that.
Yes. Okay, Mark Anthony is joining the cast of Hawthorne, okay, the Jada Pinkett Smith nursing drama on the TNT network. Anthony will play a police detective that gets close to Smith's character. The third season of Hawthorne's kick off this summer. Okay. So what happened to his first one? I mean, her first one in the show, what happened to him?
The doctor?
Yeah.
She's pregnant by him now. That's how the show ended. So we're
not, I know.
We got to wait to see if
this is not going. Okay,
but
now.
In the meantime, Mark Anthony got a little crisp.
Okay, John Travolta says he will be on hand for the Welcome Back Carter reunion.
Oh, Lord.
The TV land that's what got me into him was Welcome Back Carter, because I loved him in Welcome Back Carter. The TV land network is saluting the 70s TV classic on April 10th. Travolta became famous as Vinny Barbarino.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, who played Freddie Boom Boom Washington, is also appearing, as well as Ron Palillo, who played Arnold Horshack. I love Arnold. And Marcia Strassman, who played Mrs. Carter. No word yet on whether Gabe Kaplan, who played Mr. Carter, or Robert Hedges, who played Juan Epstein, will appear. The show originally aired on ABC from 1975 to 1979.
Wow.
That was a good show. I love that show. Congrats to actress Kim Whitney. She's adopted a baby boy earlier this year. CMH about 46 or something?
She says she's ready now. She says she's ready.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The former NFL Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor says he can't afford his child support payments. And why not? Taylor has fallen on hard times. Okay, folks, that's why. Okay. And is not making money.
Broke.
Yeah, he done fell on hard times trying to defend himself. That's how his money goes.
Mm-hmm. Taylor has a 13-year-old daughter with Crohn's disease. He has never met this child, but he pays child support. The child's mother actually wants more money, but he doesn't have it. Taylor was has seven other children. Oh, my goodness. Mm. I did not know that.
So he has eight kids total.
He's got eight kids.
But he can't even pay himself child support.
The man is broke. The man is broke.
Now, how he going to come back in a reality series?
Mm-hmm.
This is how you pay your child support?
I tell you.
Child support
will
break him
in
a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Now that she has been embarrassed on TV, Evelyn Lozada of VH1's Basketball Wives wants to leave the show.
Mm.
In the season finale, Lozada got into an altercation with Tammy Roman when she revealed she slept with Roman's husband. Lozada claims she was set up by producers to get attacked for ratings. A lot of people feel Lozada is trying to leave the show so she can do a show with football star Chad. What's his name? Ochocino
mm-hmm.
Johnson. Lozada and Ochocino are looking to strike out on their own, and they are willing to do anything, including fake a relationship, to keep the reality show coming in. Ooh, that is not good. That is not good.
Mm-hmm.
She's going out on a bad mark. Then she. Oh, let me shush. I'm done, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm done with entertainment. That's it for today.
Well, now, I got a little word over here about Oprah. You know, Oprah
you got
is
something
Oprah
about
Winfrey
Oprah.
Versus Aretha Franklin.
Uh-huh.
You know, Oprah ain't happy about the Queen of Soul rebuffing her on an interview. Winfrey, in her final season, and getting an interview from Aretha Franklin would have been the icing on the cake. But Aretha decided to give her first TV interview, I should say, since her medical drama to Wendy Williams. Oprah felt insulted that she was left out. Aretha is the queen, and she clearly does what she wants and doesn't care what people think.
Yeah.
When asked about Halle Berry turning down playing her in a movie role, it's probably best. Franklin says she's disappointed but wants an actress who is more confident. As for Queen Latifah playing her in a movie, Franklin said absolutely not.
What?
Why hate on the other queen, Riri?
Yep.
Queen Latifah would do a great job portraying Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
She sure would. And perfect size and everything.
And
too.
The voice for it, too.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Aretha got a lot of nerve.
Ain't she?
Wow.
She a diva. She the queen of soul.
Yeah. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin wouldn't even consider Queen Latifah. She did say she is open to Jennifer Hudson playing her in the new issue of Jet Magazine. Franklin graces the cover. She says with her 85-pound weight loss, she is embarking on a new chapter in her life. The Queen of Soul turns 69 on March 25th.
Wow.
And she is celebrating the 50th anniversary of her career with a new album, A Woman's Falling Out of Love, comes out in May. Okay, now she don't want to admit it, y'all, but, you know, we all know she had the stomach surgery, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody on the same page.
I thought she did come out and admit that. Okay.
No, she didn't. She said she definitely didn't have cancer. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You ain't going to lose no 85 pounds in 3 months without some help.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
Some kind of assistance.
Come on.
It ain't just moving that pig away from the table.
She had a tummy tuck.
Mm-hmm.
She had a
tummy tuck. Now, somebody we ain't talked about in a long time, I just feel the need to bring up.
Okay.
Eddie Long.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all remember Bishop Eddie Long?
I remember Bishop Eddie Long. Yes, I do. I haven't heard from him in a long time. Uh-huh.
Well, the Eddie Long scandal is starting to affect his church.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep. The tithes and the offerings and attendance have gone down at the New Birth Missionary Church in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Staff has been cut. And the salaries of workers have been reduced. Last year, King was involved in a scandal involving young men at his church.
And is there any other comments? That's all I have to say about Bishop Law.
No, I ain't got no other comments. I was surprised to see him up there.
Another person ain't on broke but don't want to be broke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because mm-hmm. you know that church, 25,000 members,
yes.
y'all.
That's a lot of
he
people.
He was clocking some dough.
Yes, he
okay.
was. He was.
Mm-hmm. He was definitely on that hallelujah train.
Well, now the lawyers is getting it.
Okay.
The lawyers is getting it, and the people that says, oh, no, I gave it to the ministry. I'm not going to give it to your lawyers. You know, so I love you, Bishop, but it's time for me to go.
I'm telling you.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, let me hurry up and wrap this up. Well, American Idol on April 18th, y'all. Sean P. Diddy Combs will be on. Diddy will be mentoring the contestants on Style with the Sean John Collection.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting night as Diddy and J Lo come face to face. Ooh, since their infamous breakup.
Ooh,
this ought to be good. April 18th. Well, I will say this. I wear Sean Diddy glasses, and Sean John glasses are off the chain. Yeah, they are nice. So, and on the cover of Ebony, look for Steve Harvey, Chris Rock, and Monique, the Grace's new issue. Okay, and that's all I have in entertainment news. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Williams, do you have anything for
News of the Weird?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to wrap this up quickly. If you want to call in, the number is 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. So to discuss a little bit under cultural diversity, the lower house of Russia's parliament approved legislation in February, to classify beer for the very first time as an alcoholic beverage. Traditionally, because of the dominance of the vodka industry, beer has been regarded as closer to a soft drink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Beer with an alcohol content a soft drink?
There you go. Russia's hardcore.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, they are hardcore. Yeah.
I got a lot of men out there right now are like, hey, man, we need to move to Russia. This is a soft drink over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, we've been sleeping on the wrong one.
Yes,
right. Latest religious messages. I thought, man, is this what Jesus would do, said Akron, Ohio repo man Ken Fulzani after surviving a short harrowing ride clinging to the hood of the Lexus he was trying to repossess from Bishop Mark Neal of Akron's Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church in January. Neal, later charged with felony assault, told a reporter he thought it was disrespectful for Falzini to try to repossess a preacher's car during Sunday services.
Oh, my goodness.
Falzini said Neal was laughing during parts of the drive, which included sharp zigzagging at speeds around 50 miles per hour to dislodge Falzini from the hood.
Oh, my God.
Disrespectful because of Sunday. I think it's disrespectful you ain't made your car note.
I know, that's right.
How about that one?
He forgot to pass that plate a couple extra times.
Yes, he did.
And he will.
Yeah, you better put an ATM in the lobby.
Hot mess. In Britain's Coleraine Crown Court in February, Colin Howe, convicted last year of a double murder of his wife and his girlfriend's husband, testified at the girlfriend's trial for the same crimes that he frequently drugged her during their sex sessions.
Ooh.
She had requested to be unconscious during sex, according to Howe, so that she could not be bothered by Christian guilt over their extramarital affair they were having. The trial is still going on at this time.
I guess.
You know what, people? Sometimes affairs just ain't for everybody.
It just isn't.
Especially
it
if you have
isn't.
To be drugged to get
you got
to
be
ball.
Yes, you got to be drugged. You got to be under.
Yes, quite sick. All right.
Yes.
Now, this is a genetic legacy. Now, follow me with this story because it is quite, back and forth.
Okay.
In January, Zek Television reported on recent joyous but confusing family reunion featuring a woman, Ilona, who had become a man, Dominique. That's her man name, who had finally found love in a person of Andrea, who was, before her own sex change, a bodybuilder named Thomas. Dominique, motivated to reconnect with his original family, learned that the son he had given birth to, Radim, was himself undergoing a sex change to become Vicky.
Oh.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Now, if you
that's
can keep
too much.
That's
just too much. That's
now,
just too
that's
much.
That's past dysfunctional.
Yes.
That's so, Twilight Zone. That's Twilight Zone. Where is Rod Sterling when you need him?
I'm telling you, so just in case anybody didn't get this, it started as a woman who became a man
right.
who fell in love
with
the man,
who became
used to be
a woman. Yes.
And that his own son, excuse me, the woman or the man now, when she was a woman, gave birth to a son who
right.
himself now is becoming a woman.
Right. We got this.
Woo.
That's crazy.
All right.
That's crazy.
Then Rachel Brock, 21, was arrested in Phoenix in December for an alleged sexual relationship with an underage boy, the same boy that her mother, Susan Brock, had already been arrested for sexually abusing. Neither Rachel nor Susan knew about the other's affair.
Wait a minute.
This little boy is getting more booty than anybody.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. I
in
said, this child is busy.
Yeah, this, I don't know who this little boy is.
Ooh, this child is busy.
Can we say junior predator?
Yeah.
No.
No, it wasn't. Because
he wasn't a junior.
It was the mother and the daughter tag teaming him.
Yes.
The brother?
No.
Mother and daughter.
The
mother
and daughter
and
were
daughter.
Tag teaming this little boy,
mm-hmm.
this underage boy, having
mm-hmm.
sex with him. But
mm-hmm.
neither one of them knew each one was having sex with the boy.
With him.
Oh, Lord,
so he was busy.
Sick.
Yeah, that little boy got some game.
Hey, he said, this is all right.
You're getting a home cooking and a happy meal, huh?
You're getting a little something.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now to the Redneck Chronicles. An unnamed man was taken to St. John Medical Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in February with a gash on his face and a bullet later removed in his sinus cavity.
Wow.
Koki, KOKI-TV, reported that police think he might have been chewing on a firecracker or a bullet when it exploded.
Oh my goodness.
Gotta be a redneck and love that.
Oh,
a 50-year-old woman.
You don't
woman.
Know nothing about hot sauce?
No.
Hell. Then call me. I'll get you some hot sauce next time. Don't blow your head off.
Don't do that, she said. No, 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 no.
Exactly.
No.
I'll get you some hot sauce.
A 50-year-old woman was arrested in February in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, after managers at a Family Dollar store, accused her of walking out without paying for packages of baking soda, dishwashing detergent, and a pair of thong panties, which total value of $7.50. Thank you.
Wow.
Yes. At least competent criminals. Matter of fact, let's just back up. I didn't even know the dollar store sold thong panties.
I didn't either.
And who would buy thong panties from the dollar store? But then again, we're in a recession.
Yeah.
You got to look sexy at any cost.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But you said they were $7. It's a dollar store.
Apparently she had, no, the baking soda, the dishwashing detergent, and a pair of thong panties came to a total of $7.50.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So maybe the thong panties were $2.50. I don't know. Still wrong. And under Lee's company criminals, police in Princess Anne, Maryland, arrested George Ballard, 25, inside a PNC bank at 11 p.m. on January 25th after motion detectors found it. Officers said the cash Ballard was in the process of taking was, in fact, a stack of fake bills the bank uses for training. And that's the news of the week.
That's crazy.
Yeah, gotta love idiots.
Oh, my goodness.
And then that's what leads us into our subject for at least the next 15 minutes on sexuality, from homosexual, well, what is it, gay, lesbian, bisexual,
and
transgender, transsexual.
Okay, well, I'll start it off, and mine's is going to be on the homosexual and being gay. And I'm just going to read this because I thought it was the most beautiful thing, and it was wrote by Toby Johnson. Being gay is a blessing, a higher incarnation, a better way to be. There are notions many of us, especially men involved in the gay spiritual movement, may believe deeply but seldom say out loud, perhaps because we are especially sensitive to the problems that follow when one group claims superiority over another. We do not claim superiority over normal heterosexuals, but at certain moments, perhaps in meditation or prayer, perhaps in sexual arousal, perhaps at a gay bar or a political fundraiser or social event, we realize just how wonderful our lives are and how blessed we are to be gay. Gay orientation is participation in one of the great thoughts of the planet. We resonate with the lives of all the homosexuals who have lived before us, and we transform their lives by the way we live ours. We affect
all the people around us. The world is a different place since gay liberation. No matter how hard anti-gay forces try to prevent it, gay identity has appeared and is changing the world. That is why, as individual gay people, we have a moral responsibility to participate positively in the worldwide change we are creating. When you discover that you're being gay is the longest straw you ever drew in your life, then you can put out all good intentions. You can love your life even while you suffer. The specifics of our lives may be horrific, like AIDS, but that is the point. To love what is unlovable is to transform it. This is how we participate in the evolution of consciousness. And thank you, Mr. Toby Johnson. And that's all I have to say about homosexuality, other than saying I have friends that are homosexual, and I tell you, I love them dearly as brothers and sisters, as extended family. So I don't have a problem with homosexuals, not at all, because I feel like God gave us all life, and whether I agree with your lifestyle or I live in your lifestyle, that's your prerogative as well as it is mine, but I can respect you for that and love you for who you are, for being true to yourself, ethnic true to yourself.
Yep.
Yep, I respect that a lot better than somebody throwing their rock and hiding their hand.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me. I love them.
Don't throw rocks at glass houses,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and
what I have here is what's the difference between being transgender or transsexual and having an intersex condition. People who identify as transgender or transsexual are usually people who are born with typical male or female anatomies, but feel as though they've been born into the wrong body. For example, a person who identifies as transgender and transsexual may have typical female anatomy but feel like a male and seek to become male by taking hormones or electing to have sex reassignment surgeries.
Hmm.
People may confuse transgender and transsexual people with people with intersex conditions because they see two groups of people who would like to choose their own gender identity, and sometimes those choices require hormonal treatments and or surgery.
Mm-hmm.
These are similarities. It's also true, albeit rare, that some people who have intersex conditions also decide to change genders at some point in their lives. So some people with intersex conditions might also identify themselves as transgender or transsexual.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
In the spite of these similarities, these two groups should not be and cannot be thought of as one. The truth is that the vast majority of people with intersex conditions identify as male or female rather than transgender or transsexual.
Yep.
Thus, where all people who identify as transgender or transsexual experience problems with their gender identity, and only a small portion of intersex people experience these problems.
Wow.
Okay, so it is also important to understand the differences between these two groups because in spite of some similarities, they face many different struggles, including different forms of discrimination.
I bet.
Yeah, yeah. The differences between transgender and transsexual and intersex have been understood by lawmakers in countries such as Australia, where lawmakers have publicly acknowledged that people with intersex conditions have distinct needs from people who identify as transgenders or
mm-hmm.
transsexuals.
That's right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People who identify as transgender, oh, that's one I just did, huh? Yeah. People who are transgender also face discrimination and deserve equality. No, I haven't. We also believe that people with intersex conditions and folks who identify as transgender or transsexual can and should continue to work together on human rights issues.
However, there are important differences to keep in mind so that both groups can walk towards a better future.
Yeah. Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, it is.
That is deep.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's
I've known a few, and in fact, Shav and I know one immediately in
mm-hmm.
the family. And I know there's a difference, but I accept you as you are.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's what I
man,
am, too. I accept
hey,
you as
you
are.
If you're a girl,
you know,
then I accept you as that.
Yeah, I'm not going to judge you.
No,
yeah,
not
because
at all.
I'm not going to judge you. You act like you normally do. You're just maybe a little bit more masculine.
And
now.
Then the friendliest
and
people. I mean, I've met a few
oh,
of them.
Yeah.
They are so friendly.
And some of them look really good
nice.
Looking, too.
Oh,
girl.
Yeah. Oh, they got a woman beat, okay?
See, that's when I have a problem, when you looking better than me.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, some of the guys look real good, and some of the women, I'm like, well, dang, let me get myself together.
Mm-hmm.
You about to outdo me.
Ooh, something.
Your nails look better, you smell better, and damn it, your makeup look better than me.
Heck yeah. I mean, the outfits be on point. They style. They're, I mean, very feminine. I mean, they
very
really
feminine.
Bring it out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the same with the other side, too.
Oh, yeah.
As a man, because it'd be some cute guys.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In fact, it almost look even better.
Oh, yeah.
The one,
I
mean, I'm not ragging on him, but, honey, I must say, RuPaul, he
oh.
RuPaul
oh.
is beautiful.
Yes. I mean,
beautiful.
I got to give it to the man. The man got it going on, okay?
Yeah.
It's not that I am shocked the way he is. I am just so impressed on the way he carried it.
Well, you know,
one thing
that I like about, because they do the walkway, the
right.
runway,
uh-huh.
is that he has different size
mm-hmm.
girls
mm-hmm.
that are on there.
Mm-hmm.
He transgender,
does.
But
he does.
Size. And that's one thing I like, because normally when you go to a fashion show,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to show you the larger.
No.
Unless that show is specifically catered to the larger women.
To the larger women, that's right. They don't mix it up. Where RuPaul, he mixes it up
from
mm-hmm.
tall, slender,
and,
medium,
yes.
or even if they're heavy set, and they still look good.
They
and
still look
good.
That's right.
And in their
they
different
sure
outfits.
Do. They sure
but
do.
Yeah, and I do appreciate that about
mm-hmm.
him. That I wish they would bring that to this part of the fashion world. Excuse
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
That just people learn, have different sizes on your runway.
Exactly.
Don't just cater to a size 4. Everybody in a size 4.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I was really impressed.
Enough of preaching about that, but RuPaul, yeah, you got it.
He got it, baby. He got it.
I got to get some water. Y'all, excuse me for a couple
and
minutes.
If you want to
I'll
call
let Shab
in,
go ahead.
The number is 646-727-2914. Again, as my mother's trying to not choke herself to get that number again is 646-727-2914. And the one that I have is bisexuality.
Okay.
And bisexuality is defined as a person who is sexually attracted and engages in sensual or sexual relationships with people of either sex.
Oh, okay.
A bisexual person may not be equally attracted to both sexes, and the degree of attraction may vary over time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they said the value placed on one's sexual identity should not depend on its origin. Many people assume that bisexuality is just a phase people go through. In fact, any sexual orientation can be described as a phase. Humans are diverse, and individual sexual feelings and behavior change over time.
Mm-hmm.
See, so then this is where it can become a debate, though, where some people feel that your sexuality is an identity inherent and unchangeable,
mm-hmm.
where others believe your sexual orientation is a socialization.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, and others believe it could be all the above, biological, social, cultural,
mm-hmm.
or just different for each person. So I guess that's just where my question is. How do you – is it a phase that people are going through? Is it something you're born into? Is it something that can be inherited? I mean, what really – you know, because I understand there's no wrong or right way to identify.
Right.
But
right. That's what I was going to say. There's no right or wrong way. They're identified as the best that they know how to do it. You know what I'm saying?
But I think they change. They may not, you know, they may, like, by the time they're 30, all of a sudden they decide they're bisexual or
mm-hmm.
40 or 50.
Right.
I mean, who knows why? Maybe circumstances in
yeah.
their life caused them to feel
mm-hmm.
like, hey,
yeah.
I don't want a man all the time, but I'll share one with you.
Right.
You know, or something. Or with a woman, maybe she enjoys the lesbian aspect, but maybe she's not a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because, there are differences of experimenting. You know, people
right.
go out there and you experiment regardless. I don't, a lot of people, it's college. It could be at any age. I'm curious. Is this something I might like? Is this might be me? So I think experimenting is different than to flat out call someone, oh, you're gay or you're a lesbian or you're bisexual or, well, not really transgender. That's a different
yeah.
setting. But, mm-hmm. That is, I think that is fine. But I don't know. I don't know, can you be born that way? I mean, are you born and by 5 o'clock, if you're playing with Barbies instead of a G.I. Joe, is that automatically, oh, he's gay,
or vice versa? Or if you're a young child and you're a girl, but you prefer wearing boys' clothes.
Yeah, oh, she's a lesbian. Or
mm-hmm.
is it when you get to the point you get older
mm-hmm.
and start understanding sexuality and your own body and
mm-hmm.
your own desires and cravings or dislikes, what
mm-hmm.
turns you off,
mm-hmm.
is that at the stage where you can honestly identify yourself as heterosexual or homosexual
mm-hmm.
or bisexual?
Mm-hmm.
Where's
the defining line?
Yeah, because
yeah.
I know we're all preconditioned as we grow up that, it's man and woman.
Right.
Or just, man and woman, that's how it's supposed to be. If it's
uh-huh.
just not, then it's just two women, that's lesbian, or just two men, that's homosexual. I mean, it's a definition for everything, but when the preconditioning thinking breaks and you find your own, no, I understand it should be man and woman, biblical or just a society opinion, but I'm actually feeling her or I'm actually feeling him. Is that the defining moment when
yeah.
you choose?
Yeah.
Well, yes, I don't think there can be any written SOP,
mm-hmm.
okay, to that. To
mm-hmm.
me, I think it would be upon you, how you feel emotionally,
mm-hmm.
physically, mentally, and spiritually about that,
mm-hmm.
because all that comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think it's on the individual and your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They got lifestyle people that are swingers and they have parties and so forth, or some people that they like threesome. I mean, they're happy with it. I mean, Shab, your uncle, he's been married for, 20-some years?
Yeah.
And his wife and his mistress,
mm-hmm.
the three of them been together 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if we don't see one without the other, we get worried because
mm-hmm.
we're so used to it and the kids grew up in that environment
mm-hmm.
that there was never nothing wrong.
And
never
that's why the kids say today, I've been around it and that's all I know. It's normal to me.
It's normal, yeah.
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
they're all professional,
Yeah.
Good people.
Mm-hmm.
So for Shab, were she to see something like that, she'd probably be like, oh, ain't nothing new to me.
Yeah.
No.
Because, like you say, she
right.
grew up around it,
so it's
but
normal.
But then, too, they were very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
yeah.
like about them. They
mm-hmm.
weren't
out there
out
with
there.
It. Mm-hmm.
You knew it, of course. If
right.
you haven't been together for 20-some years, you knew it.
Right.
But it wasn't something they flaunted
right.
or went around broadcasting, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So I don't know when that time comes. They've 27 years. How do you know? Is
yeah.
it just today, tomorrow, week, month?
Mm-hmm.
And then you think,
yeah.
Maybe that ain't me.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think it's on
people
the.
People change.
It depends on the individual.
Yeah.
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 I think it does. It's to each his own. And I think a lot of people, what I find interesting about reading up on bisexuality, because I had my own stereotype where I thought that was just. It was a selfish lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You're cutting your cake and eating it too, or you're one step from being homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, how can you decide both? How could you go both ways and be satisfied? But I've actually met very interesting bisexual people, and it's not a step of, I'm just one step from being full-blown gay or full-blown lesbian or, I'm a selfish person. It really is, at least from the people I've interacted to. I don't know. I can't say for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But for these individuals, it is a true attraction to both sides. I mean,
mm-hmm.
fully satisfied mentally, emotionally, physically from a man and from a woman. And, I mean, I was just enthralled. I was literally enlightened by listening to their story because I just, like I said, I had my own judgment call about it, and it was totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people out there, yeah, you just trying to cut your cake and eat it too,
mm-hmm.
or you're running from who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
But there really are people out there that are satisfied, because I would think, okay, you're just confused. No, they're not confused. They know
mm-hmm.
straight up what they want, and
right.
they like it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's to each his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I don't judge them on that, because
mm-hmm.
they know what they want.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They do. So
they know what they want. And who am I to judge them? Well, you shouldn't be like this because, well, you still shouldn't be judging them. That's not for you to say. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not for you to say.
So since we're down to the 10-minute mark of the wire, of the hour, and we want to cover current news, and we thank you, listening audience, for listening to the entertainment news and, of course, our discussion. And hopefully next time we bring it up, we can get more phone calls, more input on it. Again, that phone number is 646-727-2914. So we'll just go through this real brief. AT&T acquired T-Mobile USA in a $39 billion deal. The acquisition will expand AT&T's 4G network. From 1.2 million square miles, it will be accessible to an additional 46.5 million Americans.
Wow. Get ready, y'all. The phone bill's going up. Phone bill's going up. Yeah, it is. It's going up.
Well, and it says that AT&T also expects to gain enough cell towers to increase their network
density
by 30%. See?
Yeah.
So just when, I don't
getting
know.
Ready.
It just makes me, you know, all you AT&T customers out there, I'm just curious about your service because I left AT&T years ago.
I left it years ago, too.
You know,
that's why I went to
T-Mobile.
Now
T-Mobile makes me wonder how much have they improved and made their service better because back in the day, AT&T was good, and then they sucked.
Yes.
And they just, like, they didn't care about their customers or even the products that they were putting
out
to
the consumer. Well, judging from what you just said about that, they're not going to care about the customer because they're talking about broadening their bands. I'm like, they ain't got nothing to do with the customer.
Oh, no, AT&T about their money, and that's exactly what they're going to do. I just want to know, is this going to be a smooth merge? Because I know when Nextel and Sprint merged, it was some difficulties for people who have been Nextel customers for a long time, people who have been a Sprint customer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that merge, it was difficulties with people keeping calls,
they kept
to use
their
phone.
Their calls kept being dropped.
Yeah, it was pretty bad,
sure
and it took a couple of months for it to finally run up and get going. So that's my question. Are we looking at, is this an AT&T merge with T-Mobile, or are they flat out buying them, and now we're going to be working off AT&T towers? How does that work with T-Mobile phone?
Yeah.
I'm just curious, because T-Mobile has its own style of phones with SIM cards, you know, and I think Verizon does SIM cards, but I do not believe AT&T does. I could be wrong, but.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be different.
AT&T didn't directly address that either in the merger about the new company's pricing. So,
yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah,
we shall be something. So what else
you
got over there?
I don't think the cost is going to come down either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we also have cabinet fired after two Yemeni officials resigned over deadly protests. Yemen President Ali Abdullah Saleh dismissed his cabinet on Sunday, the country's ruling party, but has asked the officials to stay on until a new cabinet can be appointed. The move followed what sources said were the weekend's resignation of two top Yemen officials that protested the government's crackdown, y'all, on protesters that left 52 people dead.
Mm.
You know that was bad right there.
Yes.
So according to the statement, Yemen's chief prosecutor has launched an investigation into the shootings at Sana'a on Friday and is questioning 17 suspects accused of orchestrating that massacre.
Mm.
So just keep your eyes and ears open about Yemen. New government also taking place there.
I've got one here on Haiti. Haitians picked president amid uncertainty turmoil. This is from CNN. Voting in the second round of Haiti's presidential runoff was calm with no violence reported Sunday morning, according to a spokeswoman in the United Nations mission in Haiti. Security is quiet everywhere, says MINUSTA spokeswoman Sylvie Van de Waldenberg. Y'all with these names. Come on
now. You know, they off the chain.
Everything seems to be going smoothly now. Haitians are choosing between a former law professor and a First Lady, Morale Manigat, and singer Michelle Martelly in a pivotal
presidential runoff vote for a nation still recovering from a devastating earthquake and political turmoil. Irregularities were reported at polling places around Port-au-Prince during the early hours of voting, including the shortage of ink to mark one voted and missing ballot boxes. But Van Wildenberghe said these were resolving later in the morning.
In the other current news,
we got, Gaddafi's compound was struck by cruise missiles today.
Ooh.
In Tripoli. A four-story building in Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi Tripoli compound has been heavily damaged, possibly by cruise missiles. CNN's Nick Robertson invited a government official to see the damage and said Monday local time that two circular holes in the building may be telltale signs of cruise missiles, although that could not be immediately confirmed. So they don't know who actually these missiles belong to.
As long as they don't blame us, Bernie.
And
blaming USA.
And I think that's what the United States is trying to find out, whether or not it was ours or somebody else's, because I don't think the United States wants to have theirs either.
Well, I know pretty much Obama was pretty stern with Gaddafi and was like, the UN had already approved the no-fly zone, but Obama was pretty adamant that if we have to send our military over there, which he's trying not to because we're already strained with what's going on in Iraq, but if we have to, we'll do what we do best.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he said.
So hopefully it doesn't get that far, so. We're going to see.
Yeah. U.S. officials said that they plan to hand over operational control to the military mission in coming days. Gates said the operation is off to a strong and successful start. But how is it going to end, people? We don't know.
No, because Gaddafi, he's crazy.
That man is crazy.
Well, it was supposed to be a ceasefire. That's what he told the UN, we're going to cease fire. And he kept saying, we are. But
and kept firing missiles. Yeah.
Exactly. You were pounding down where the rebels were holding up at with artillery weapons. So, no, you were not.
Exactly.
You weren't being honest about your ceasefire. You kept the killing going.
And he said that the firing came from the very building that they just bombed.
Yeah, it's off the chain. I mean,
he can't sit up there and say it was other people. It was his own people doing that. And it was a no-fly zone. Why are they shooting up in the air and there ain't supposed to be nobody up there? You know? That's my point. Why are you shooting up there and there's nobody? That's a no-fly zone.
Let me tell you, y'all need to be watchful because Gaddafi's made the statement, if the United States comes after him, he's going to act a fool.
Yep.
He said that more than once.
It's not even so much the U.S. It's any foreigner interfere with what's going on in his country.
In his country.
He made that very clear.
So that means he don't care about his people. This is his all by himself. Okay.
Act a fool, but I'm just saying, America. I know America on watch. I mean, we ain't no punks now. Definitely ain't gonna happen here.
No.
America, we got more power than even most Americans realize what we have.
Well, Gaddafi does not realize what kind of power we got.
No, we don't.
Because he's talking like he's got all the power. Well, you know, he's got the stuff to make a bombs. You know, make that nuclear bomb. But we got it too. I mean, it's not like he's the only one in the world who's got the nuclear bomb. Korea's got it.
But we got bases in Iraq and we got bases in Afghanistan,
Indonesia. Everywhere.
Let him act a fool if he want to.
He still ain't going to know where it's coming from.
Obama, I have to be like, fool, are you really that crazy?
Yes, he is. He's
don't
that crazy.
Test me.
Exactly.
His own people are telling him he's crazy.
I'm a black president. You ain't dealing with Bush.
His own people are telling him he's crazy. And his own people are telling the world, don't listen to him. He's a liar.
Exactly, the devil's a lie.
Don't listen to him, he's a liar.
The devil is a lie.
His own people is telling the world that.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Well, y'all, next week our show is going to be about sex. So, I mean, we're going to talk about, now we covered some blessings and challenges this week, but next week the show is going to be about sex. We're going to talk about, is it good, is it bad, should you stay with somebody because it's good? Do you get whooped because it's good? We won't go there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're just going to have a fun discussion, and we want people to call in, of course, at 646-727-2914. I thank my co-host, Bernice.
You're welcome. Good night, everyone.
And my producer and switchboard operator, Shabby Nay.
Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, and we look forward to seeing everybody and hearing from you next week. Have a real good week, folks, and be safe out there. We love you. Bye-bye.